Alright. A little bit of sugi at the beginning of the parak of Tfilas Tashlumin. Daf Chavov Min Alef Amud Beis. Shnei Gemara. Vekuli Aman Chatzeis Vesuloi. Is it true that the Taka Numa Chalikis with regard to Shachas after Chatzeis? The only time you get down with Shachas is Tel Chatzeis. Vomer of Mori Brady Rapun Brady of Yimri Bar Alam of Yerfan Tovali Svala Arvit Svala Shachar Shtayim Shachar Svala Svala Minfa Shtayim. So we see that the Din of Shachar Svala continues even after Chatzeis. To be Svala Minfa Shtayim. And what do you mean Svala Svala Shachar? So we see that the Tfil of Shachar goes even past the Tfil of past Chatzeis. Heard Kamua that the Nachas David is Matmiya. It says, May Oilem, we never got Pshad in the Sugyo. He adds that Heard the Din is not a Din of Shachar Svala. The Din of Tashlumin. You're not davening shacharis. There's a din of tashlumin, and the raya l'davar, Mashal brings the same raya, says that by marav, there's no tzad that you daven marav during the day. There's no tzad that when you're davening in the morning, if you forget marav, and you daven shacharis time, that you're davening on marav, as if you don't daven marav during the day. However, we still say that if you forget to daven marav, you miss bal shacharis time. Why? Because it's a din of tashlumin. But that's not the din of ikur tefillah. So what's back to Gemara? The Kol Yamal Chatzeis is too low in Chur and Chalami. Kol Yamal Chatzeis, that's the Din of Shachar. The Din that we have afterwards is Din of Tashlumin. It's no Shachar, it's Din of Shachar at all. The Meila, that's what I can do after Chatzeis. So if you look at the Marshal, Marshal answers, he's bothered by this. And he answers that the Gemara, Kasha wasn't from the fact that he could be Mithbal Mincha Shtayim. It was from the fact that we see that when you forget the Daven Shachar, the Gemara tells me that I'm supposed to be Mithbal Mincha Shtayim. Why do I have to make a way to Mincha to be Mithbal? Why can't I do my Tashlumin before Mincha? After Chatzeis, for that half an hour before you have to daven Mincha, you only can daven Mincha from 6.5 hours into the day. So from 6 hours into the day, from Chatzeis until 6.5, the Chur should be able to do my Tashlumin. If you're telling me that the end of Shachar ends by Chatzeis, so as soon as I miss that time, I should be able to daven Tashlumin. How come I have to wait till Mincha to daven Tashlumin? Vaisis, from the fact that I get only daven tashlumin by mincha, vaisis, that shachar goes all the way up to mincha. And there is no time in between that you could daven tfilas tashlumin, and it's not yet mincha. Therefore, if you forgot shachar, the first time that you can make up the tashlumin is from mincha. Vaisis, that we see that the tfilas shachar goes all the way till mincha, till 12.5. Not the chatzis, till 12.5. The shverka with that is the chur is mashmoy to the gemara, pashk to mashmoy to the gemara. It's not that way. The gemara says kol yuma machli vazel. Mashmoy that we're talking about the entire day. But even if you mashmoy that, Rashi is mefurish not that way. Rashi says b'mincha. The gemara asks mitzvah b'mincha shtayim. Rashi says b'mincha ainu achar chatzis. That the gemara's kasha is from the fact that you mitzvah b'mincha shtayim, which is after chatzis. And was there hundred kushel l'dechtei l'chol apachas l'fishit of Rashi. The chur near that the pashk to the gemara. That the chur what the gemara shaila. Over here, it's not a din of tashlumin. It's not a din of your being misbal. It's a din of shachris b'chol. It's a din of tashlumin. If you didn't daven shachris, you can make it up with a tashlumin during mincha. But that doesn't mean to say there's no havamina to say that that's a hemshich of tefillah shachris. It's the first mokum iyum. The second mokum iyum lecherem that what teaches another shenu medayik in this gemara. The tov leisbal arvis misbal shachris time doesn't say tov leisbal arvis misbal mincha time. That you have the ability, if you miss Arvis, to daven Shachar, and if you miss Shachar, to daven Arvis, even by Mincha. You only have one tefillah to make up. If you miss Marv, you can make it up by Shachar. If you miss Shachar, you can make it up by Mincha. But you don't have the ability, if it was true, that you'd be able to make up after more than one tefillah, if you missed Marv, and you miss Shachar, to be able to make up Marv by Mincha, the Gemara should have said the bigger Kaddish. And the fact that the Gemara says Dafka that you have, that Dafka, if you miss Marv, you can make it up by Shachar, if you miss Shachar, to make it up by Mincha, by Seif. You only have the yecholit to make up a tefillah in the next tefillah. You don't have the yecholit to make it past two tefillah. As they say in Tesis, Mefurish, another Rishayim. The shaila is why? What should be the difference? If anyhow it's not damage to karbonai, because karbonai, we know, over yuma batal karbonai, once you miss the time, you don't bring the karbon anymore. And like Tesis points out, the reason why it's not exactly like karbonai is because tefillah is the racham yidu to levayish yisbal olam kol ayim. If there's such a svara of levayish yisbal olam kol ayim, then why do I only have one tefillah to make it up? The Chorei should be able to make it up whenever, after two tefillahs, after three tefillahs, they should still be able to make it up. So Pnei Yeshua is mitzaden, he's bothered by this, he's mitzaden, and they state Vemes in the Shibrela Rekin, says that it came pshia. That when you miss two tefillahs, if you miss Marav, and you didn't make it up in Shachar, then it's game of pshia, and the male you have to make, if you're going to miss it, if to try to make it up in Mincha, we don't allow you to do that. Because that's more the only time they're mizakin tefillas tashlumin is by a shogi. This is more like amazing. It's a pshir, namely amazing. The male they weren't mizakin. What happens that you weren't mashlim your tefillah in the next tefillah? Namely pshir, and male you can't be mashlim. However, yes, they can't be pshat, because then in the tzir of anus, if a guy was an anus, he was in jail for 2 weeks. And he didn't have the yichad of tzedadah. The mokan that wasn't clean, whatever it was, he didn't have any chesed to daven. So when he comes out, there he wasn't a pshim. He was in jail, what could he do? He was a chayr, he couldn't daven. In such a tzir, he was an ayinitz, a chayr, he shouldn't be able to be mashlim. And they say that even in a tzir of ayinitz, you only mashlim one tefillah, you're not mashlim more than one tefillah. So it can't be because it's a kame pshim. If it's a chayr, how'd you kujula this day? What's pshat that you only have one tefillah to be mashlim? How come a chayr, the vayish is balon chalayin, the guy's in jail. So for the first thing, if you miss the one tefillah, and you didn't make it up the next tefillah, so we could use the finish with time. What happens if you didn't make it up in the next tefillah? You daven shachet, you didn't make up your mara, and now you want to make it up in mincha? That's came to you. But if it was a tefillah that he couldn't daven the entire time, he couldn't daven mara, he couldn't daven shachet, he couldn't daven mincha, because he was in jail, he was a chayla, the chayla we have shver, what happens that he can't make it up? How the vayishu kvala al kolayim? Normally it's a pshia. Normally it's a pshia. If a person waits till ahead, he's two tefillahs. A shogi in whatchamacallit, but a tzir of an ayinus, the chayr, we shouldn't say not that way. In a chanami, a shogi, but an ayinus is anything which is not amazing. That came pshia, but in a chanami, that came pshia, but it. That's a totally different tier, Lachar. A tier where you could have made it up and you didn't make it up is not the same tier as a tier where you didn't have the ability to make it up at all. Pretty sure how that is a kashata. So maybe if we mazd were a little bit, perhaps him, being mazd with machloikis, the thesis brings down a number big. Thesis, in Tovale, Yisbal, Mincha, Merav Shabbat, Chavav, Rabbein, he brings down, she says, Rabbein Yehuda. Rabbein Yehuda says in a tier where a guy didn't daven, Mincha, and if you got to say Alam Yomi, the din is not yet. Had he remembered in time, you have to daven again. Now he did not remember in time, and it's now after Rosh Chodesh. What is the din? Says Rabbi Yehuda, there's no reason for him to make up the tefillah that he missed because he's not going to be marviach anything. Shemayna Esrei did say to daven, he's daven now. Second Shemayna Esrei after Mar, there's no reason to. He already had a Shemayna Esrei before and on Rosh Chodesh. What is he missing on Rosh Chodesh? He doesn't have the Aleph Yavai. That is not going to get now either. Lo Yaviyach Lu Mitzvilah, so there's no reason to be misspelled. However, he says that from the Rif, it's Mashmah not that way. The Rif is Mashmah, that even in a Tzir, you're not going to be Mavayach Bechlal, still you're down again. What's the Raya? Because the Rif says in the Tzir, where Matzah Shabbat, a person has to do a Tzilas Tashlumin, so Allah is, he's supposed to do the Tzilas Chayva before the Tzilas Tashlumin. The Hainu, your Mavdil, you stay after Chanaton in the first Tfilah, because that's the Tfilah Chayivah. And the second Tfilah has to be the Tfilah Tashlumin, and there's no reason to be Mavdil. Now let's say you switched it around, and you weren't Mavdil in the first one, you were Mavdil in the second one, you were Magaladah, that the first one is for Tfilah Tashlumin, and the second one is for Chayivah. The Allah is there, not Yitzhak. And Bimela, you have to be Maktim, you have to daven your Tfilah Tashlumin again, your Tfilah Chayivah again. Sorry, daven your tefillah tashlumin again. That way you can be makdim your tefillah chayva to your tashlumin. What's the reason, Taka Agav, that you're not yaitza if you're makdim the tefillah tashlumin to the tefillah chayva? So the number of different truths I'm giving, Rishenu tashlik mashma, that it's because it's a chayva shaita. A chayva shaita is a chiv bereishin. Since this is a chayva shaita, you have to daven mara before you daven your tashlumin. The chayv for right now is mara. But mainly, you have to be makdim that to the tefillah tashlumin. If you didn't, then you have to be chayv. The Levush wants to tie it that the din of tzadu v'sheinu tzadu. He says tzadu v'sheinu tzadu is no doubt of a pasuk, and therefore it's ma'akiv. Mainly, if you were hagam that the mincha tefillah is just as tzadu as the mara tefillah, but davening a mincha tefillah as the tashlumin, haynu davening mincha b'shav mara, that's in a tzadu. And mainly, tzadu v'sheinu tzadu chayv, and that's ma'akiv even b'diyev. Mainly, if you were makdim the tashlumin to the chayv. Makiv and you have to go back. The according to the Levush, yeah. Lachar? Lachar you would have to. No, that's your Lachar you would have to. However, it popped in another way. The Rashi will see in the next week he says Mufurish. He says that Din of Tzadu is only Din of Chatzinah, it's not Din of the Yavid. Mavush says that it's a din b'diyah. It may last makim. Madani also asked the same kashi. He says lechori. He brings the argument of Nachas that the din of tzadu shein tzadu is only din of chatzil. It's not a din b'diyah. He says the reason why you have to makim the chayim for the tashlumin is because you can only daven the tashlumin when it's a shabbat tefillah. If it's not a shabbat tefillah, let's say after chatzil, before mincha, you can't daven. So since they were choishish that a person can become a daven at the wrong time, they say you always have to daven the tefillah chayiv before you tefillah tashlumin. That way you'll never daven at the wrong time because you can only daven at the time that you can daven the chayiv. You always have to mark the chayv and the tashlum, and you can only daven at the time that you daven the chayv. And mamele, you never have a problem, you can daven at the wrong time. And al zak zera, it's zak maka b'diyavit. Mamele, you have to daven the chayv before the tashlum. Says the Rif, if you daven the tashlum before the chayv, you have to daven the tashlum again, that way you'll have the chayv before the tashlum. Ah, you're not forgetting anything. Inu marviyach klum. Your second tefillah tashlum is no different than your first tefillah tashlum. Even so, says the Rif, you have to daven again. Mamele Ben Yehuda says, "Lachor Ebalzei Nitzir of Rosh Chodesh. A guy didn't daven Rosh Chodesh. Mincha Rosh Chodesh. He forgot to say Alav Yovel. According to the Rish, Lachor Mati Rosh Chodesh. He should have to daven Marav a second time. Al Tashlumin. Ah, he's not going to marviach anything. Even so, even though you're not marviach anything, according to the Rish, you daven again. Now, the Achrayim of Matzmiya, the Lachor is not a Tzir of there's no raya on the rib, not like Rabbi Yehuda. L'chora, the din of Rabbi Yehuda in the Chanami to daven again a second marriage without saying Rosh Chodesh, you're not going to be reviach anything. The Shemirin Esther you have, and Rosh Chodesh is not being maksim. However, in the tzir of the rib, what's the chesaron? The chesaron is that you were maksim the tashlum into the chayvah. That you're going to rectify. That if you daven again, you are rectifying. Whatever your problem was, you're rectifying. You had a tashlumin before the chayvah. If you daven your tashlumin again, from that you have a chayvah before the tashlumin. It's not like the tzir of Ben Yehuda. Ben Yehuda, you're not guaranteeing anything. You're going to daven a shmoneh esrei, you have a shmoneh esrei. Rosh Chodesh, you're not going to be maskil. What are you gaining? But over here, you're gaining. And Arayah brings the Mlayarayim. He brings the Arayah and says, I'll prove to you that it's not a tzir, because the Rosh Chodesh is like both of them. The Rosh Chodesh is like Ben Yehuda. There's no reason to daven a marav again. When he forgot Yom of Yovin in Mincha Rosh Chodesh, because you're not going to gain anything, and he passes like the Rif also. That if you're maxing your Tzilas Tashlumin to your Tzilas Chayva, you have to daven again, because you weren't Yitzhak. Vaisek, it's not a Tzir. Chari could be Moitzif. That's Muchach La'alacha, we tackle that it's not a Tzir. Because the Mechaber Paskin, the Simen Kufchet, he brings down Benegea to the din of Rosh Chodesh, that if you forgot the first din Rabbi Yehuda's din, that if you forgot the daven Yalav Yovin in your Shmoneh Esrei Mincha Rosh Chodesh, he says that since it's a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda, the Chachmim prevents that. Whether or not you're yitzir yechiyuv, really he says you should daven the tefillah as the tefillah nedava. You should daven a tashlumin, we're only as the tefillah nedava. However, when it comes to the din of the rif, it says that we makim the din of tashlumin to the din of chayvah. He says somebody that's makim the tashlumin to the chayvah ain't a yitzir and you have to daven again. It doesn't say to daven the second time the tefillah nedava, because maybe it's a topic, maybe you're not yitzir. Vice says that's a davar pashut. He passes like the rif, and he's. And even so, he clears, maybe the halacha could be like Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to Rosh Chodesh. Vayislaiz, it's not a lachor, it's not a dimming b'chlam. What's the choice of your halacha? What's the challenge? So I saw in the Inhalim Mishpat, he wants to tell you that the Kenzayim, the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rif, is in the Iker din of Tfilas Tashlumin. He clears, what's the din of Tfilas Tashlumin? Is Tfilas Tashlumin a choyer or Tfilas Tashlumin a rishut? I got a Mr. Shachris. He is mechuyev to make up shachar by mincha or not? So he's medayik in tesis. Tesis doesn't chavav and menalef. He doesn't say exactly what the deek is. He says tesis chavav and menalef. He boils with mashma that it's rishut. That's the bottom tesis on chavav and menalef. Mechur the mashma is in the fact that he says the din of tashlumin is shart filas derachmin yinu levayish yitzvalam kolayim kuloy. It's geboit on the din of levayish yitzvalam kolayim kuloy. That mashma is the din rishut. That's the halacha we find when you get to Tfilas Nedava. You can do it Tfilas Nedava, but the Vayish Yislam is all Yom Kulay. It's mashma that the Tfilas Tashlumin is a din of Rishut. If you want to daven, you could, because you get the entire Tfilas all day long, so why not? Mameli says that the din of Tetzis holds, that the whole din of Tashlumin is only Rishut. You're not Mechuyiv. You miss Shachar, it's a nice thing to do to make up Mincha. Make daven Mincha as well. But you're not Mechuyiv. Mameli says, if that's the case, he understood in the tier of the Rif that if the guy was maxim his tefillah tashlumin, his tefillah choyer, it doesn't pass to say that you're not going to be, if it's only Rishut, the whole Tashum in the first place is only Rishut, it doesn't pass to say that if you're making Tashum to Rechoyer, then you should have to daven again. If you're not going to gain anything in your Tvila, there's not going to be any difference in the Tvila, and the whole Tvila is only Rishut to start out with, there's no reason to daven again. However, the Rukh himself stack a hold that it's a Chayvah. And since it's a Chayvah, you're Mechoyer to daven it. And if you daven it not in the right time, so you daven the Tvila Chayvah in the without the proper order. A Mela, you have to daven again. You have to be mocking the Tvila's favor, there's Tvila's Rishut. Now, Agam that Lechur is a Chiddush to say, in the Pashup Shah and the Gemara, Tov Alei Tzbal Aves, Tzbal Aves Shachar Shtayim. The Pashup Mashmoy is Lechur, the Gemara is that it's a Chayvah. Not only that, Darach HaShofen brings her eye, he says, what's the difference? He's going on the Mechaber says in Kovches, that even if a guy, Agam that the Gemara is Madaik over here, that this whole din of tashlum is also by tov, dahinu b'shegi, not by mezid, which you mevatel b'mezid. Passes the mechaber that if a person is mevatel shachar b'mezid, he can still make it up. He can still daven again by mincha, and he says you don't even have to be mechadish b'davar. It's not like a regular tefillah daven; you have to be mechadish b'davar. The bach and the gainer are chilus, but the mechaber passes you don't even mechadish b'davar. Vice versa, it has seshmektich from a tashlum. There's mamash tefillah daven, so you have to be mechadish b'davar. Says the Rosh Hashanah, and what's the difference between Mevatel B'Shegi and Mevatel B'Mezid? Either way, you daven another time of Mincha, and you don't have to be Mechadosh B'Davar. He says there's two differences. He says a Tvilas Tashlum, when you're B'Shegi, there you have a Chuyva to make it up. There's a Chuyva to make it up. You didn't daven, you have a Chuyva to be Mashta. That's the first thing. The second thing is that you have Tzchar Mitzvah. You have the Tzchar of the Mitzvah of the Tvilah. Maybe it's not Tzchar Mitzvah B'Zmana. We have the Tzchar of the Mitzvah. Masha Inkein, when it comes to, if you're Mevatel B'Mezid, Hagam, you couldn't make it up again. And you won't have to Mechadosh B'Davar. First of all, it's only Rishut. There's no Chiyuv. And second of all, you don't have the Tzchar Mitzvah. You have Tzchar Rachmi. There's always, any time that a person davens, he has Tzchar, he loses his davening. But he doesn't have the Tzchar of the Mitzvah of the Tzvila that he missed. So come out with her in a few places, that both of them, Tzai, Mezid, Tzai, if you're Mevatel B'Mezid, Tzai, Mevatel B'Shegi, Lechur, both of them are Rishut, according to the Nehem Mishpah. Or you have to say if he tastes that in the Quran, it's amazing. You can't even make it up a cloth. Maybe you're stuck in Mashmai, it's amazing. You can't make it up a cloth. But most of the Achorinim never want to attack it a Choyva. The Kneeshu says, of course, it's a Choyva. The Rishash says, he's Mitzadi, that maybe by Marat, to make it up by Marat, if you miss Mincho, to make up the Dabin Marat for it, can then that's the Rishu, because it can't be better than the field that you have. Mashmai, that the regular other field they make up is a Choyva. Chorin, the Pashto Mashmai, the Gemara, the Achorinim is that it's Taka a Choyva. That the field is a Choyva. Then Lechor, he understood that it couldn't be, it's not Shaykh to say that you have to make up the Tvila just because you. What was our Kasha? Lechor, all you're getting is you're getting the order. He's saying that it doesn't make sense, you should have to make it up. If all you did was mess up the order, and Tvila Tashlumin is only Rishus in the first place, if you're not gaining anything in the second Tvila, if you don't see anything different in the second Tvila and the first Tvila, then it's in the Mesavah to say that you should have to make it up. You messed up the order, that should be Ma'akev, Lechor shouldn't be Ma'akev. If all the Rishus, such a sad in the Malay Ray Mosque, he says a similar thing. It's all, if of the Seder Atvilas, you're saying a little more, because it's a Rishus. The Seder Atvilas, if you're not gaining anything more than that, it's not Masavit to say that you should have to make it up.
I think you should be
But they were misakin it? There should be a reason they were misakin it to be mashmavit? They're misakin it to be less nadova? Zichra Tashlumin, it says in the Mufurish in the Gemara that if you didn't daven shachar, it's a takaron chazal that you should make it up. But do you have a chayvah to make it up? You don't have a chayvah to make it up. But to say that they were misakin it to be less nadova, stama to be less nadova? Chayvah. When we see the Chorav Noach HaShochon, the way that he's being mavri, he says, what's the milah? We see that a Tvila Tashlumen, he says, if it was B'Shoigi that you missed your Tvila, then first of all, you have a Chayva to make it up, and second of all, you have Tzchar Mitzvah. What does it mean that you have Tzchar Mitzvah? Tzchar Mitzvah means the Chorav, you're getting Tzchar of the Mitzvah that you missed. It's not Tzchar Tvila,
Schar Tefillin. Schar Tefillin you have always. You always have a Schar Tefillin. You have a Schar Mitzvah, the Mitzvah that you missed. You're getting a Schar of the Shachris that you missed. I knew that the Tefillin Tashlumin is Meshach Shaychi to the Tefillin that you missed. It's not Stama that you missed the Tefillin, so you're supposed to have three Tefillin a day. So we have to make it up. Make it up in, you missed Mar, make it up in Shachris, Dama twice. But you're really davening the Shachris twice. No. The Mashmoyis is that you're davening the Tefillin that you missed. It's a tefillah shachris that they were kaveya by mincha. Tefillah mincha that they were kaveya by mar. But the tefillah that you're davening is not a tefillah of mincha. Not a tefillah of... It's a tefillah that you missed. Eba Zay, that was a kenzan, that was a half a minute of the Gemara. The Gemara asked when the Gemara asked the Kasha. Adachatesu tuloi. I we see Tovalei Tzval, I would Tzval Shachris Tayim. Why? Because the tefillah that you're davening is you're making up the tefillah from before him. It's not just... All you have is the tefillah nedava. No, your tefillah nedava, this tefillah you're making up, first of all, it's a choyva, you have to make it up. Why? Because you're making up that tefillah that you missed. You're davening a shachris just at a different time. The real, that's also the Gemara. The Gemara says that what's the difference between, the Gemara answers, no, in the Chanami, there's a difference between before chatzis and after chatzis. Before chatzis, you have tefillah bezmana. After chatzis, you don't have tefillah bezmana. You have the same tefillah, it's just not bezmana, because you're davening shachris at the wrong time. You have your tefillah shachris, but your tefillah shachris is not at the right time. It's just better if you don't understand the chayim. It's more geshmak if you understand the chayim. No, we're just thinking from that he says that you have a schar mitzvah, schar, first of all, it's a chayim, and you have the schar of the schar mitzvah. Mashma that you have the schar of the shachris. Mamash have the schar of the shachris. So chayim, that's what you have to say in the Gemara. The Gemara is understanding that you mamash have the tefillah shachris, you daven the tefillah shachris later on. So you have to know what the din of Yehuda is after Dalet Shoray Tzil Chatzis. Can then Yehuda, there is a, you have to see the sugi is when you get on Simon Pei Tef. Can then the fear of Yehuda, Hagam that he holds the Dalet Shoray, even Bemezid, you have a chiv to make it up until Chatzis. Could be that with regard to certain things, it's the same halacha as the Rabbanan with regard to Iker. Zichr that Chazal were only misakin. Once they were misakin, they didn't tashlumin. They were only misakin in a certain seer. They were misakin at the Shas Tefillah. Once it's the Shas Tefillah, for whatever reason, once it's the Shas Tefillah, so much so that the Rashi says that if you davened, and it's kapasim la'alacha, that if you davened Maariv, and you said, you know what, I can't daven two shmonesses in a row, I'll wait 2 hours. You're not allowed to daven afterwards. La'alacha, maybe we should. Mishnah Berurah says, b'teres nedava. But be koronos, only they're misakin at the Shas and other Tefillah. So Melech, if it's not a Shas Tefillah b'chlal, they weren't misakin it. Once it is a Shas Tefillah, then in Chanami, they're misakin it that you have the Tefillah, which Tefillah? Tefillah Shas.
Why
is
the Gemara
in Chanami, that was the Gemara show. Well, as they can say. You would have
that
thing.
Not like Gemara show. Morning,
yeah, in the morning in Echanami, your marim is going to be, you're going to be down in the marim. You're going to be down against those marim.
Not like the
marsham. Not like the marsham. Not like the marsham. Not like the marsham. In other words, 100%, you're not davening marim. It's not a tefillah of the marim, but your tefillah is a tefillah that you're making up that marim. Tainu, the marsham. For example, where do we see this again? The halacha is, if you, let's say you didn't daven. Was Rish Chedesh, and you davened, you forgot to daven Marav on Rish Chedesh. The halacha is that you have to daven Shachris twice. The halacha is you have to say Yalav Yavah on both of them. Let's say you forgot Yalav Yavah in your Tashlumin. What's the halacha? What's the Shailam? If you forgot it in your Shachris, Zichr you have to go back. And now you're davening also Mishas Shachris, but what are you davening for? You're davening a Tashlumin for the Tefillah that you missed last night. What's the halacha of a person who misses Marav? And davens Marav, and he forgets the Alav Yovei in Marav, Rish Chedesh, doesn't have to go back. So my Tashlumin during Shachris, that I'm making up my Marav, if I forgot Alav Yovei, we pass it in Echanami, so I can have to go back. Why? Because it's Tashlumin of the Tefillah that I missed. L'maisa, the tefillah that I'm davening b'shas shachar. But what tefillah am I davening? I'm davening a mar. And the it can't be worse than my mar. By mar, if I would have said the alvei, if I wouldn't have said the alvei, I don't have to go back. So do my shachar. If I'm making up my mar, I don't have to go back. One second. Very good. It's also mavur l'chayr from the fact that the halacha is, let's say somebody didn't daven erev Shabbos, didn't daven mincha. He has a daven shal Shabbos twice. He davens marav shal Shabbos twice. Let's say his second tefillah of marav, he davens a regular shchedesh tika, a regular vachtika shmoneser. He doesn't daven shal Shabbos b'chval. The halacha is on Shabbos if you did that. You bet them if you did that on Shabbos, if you davened the regular rotation when it's on Shabbos and your mom's special Shabbos somewhere in the middle, Shmakalei, you said, oh, you're my Shabbos, you ate them. Because the tefillah is shaykh. But if you weren't mom's special Shabbos b'chal, and you davened the regular weekday Shemini Esrei on Shabbos, you're not yitzin. Nevertheless, that's most of the Rishonim, most of the Achronim, and Avraham, the Oy, not like the Taz, that's not this way. But the way the Ripaskin, Mishibur Paskin, is that if you said your tefillah tashlumin on Shabbos, on Maariv, a regular weekday Shemini Esrei, to make up for your mincha, you're yitzin. Why? Because you're making up the mincha from before. So it can't be worse than the tefillah that you're trying to make up. The Haimah is the tefillah tashlumin that I'm making up is the tefillah from beforehand. It's not that I'm davening mincha twice. You don't daven mincha twice. You daven mincha, and then you daven another tefillah for shachar. You daven marav, and then you daven another tefillah for mincha. The tefillah that you're davening is the tefillah that you miss. However, the same thing is true for fakir tofa. Let's say you have 2 days of shredish, and you forgot to say yal v'yavai by mincha on the first day, so you have to daven two marav on the second night. There you could rectify what you're doing. So there's a reason to daven Shemini Esrei, because they say Yalav Yalav and you touch them also. But let's say you daven your second Shemini Esrei for Tashlumin and forgot Yalav Yalav. So you're making up your Mincha, but in your Tashlumin Tefillah for the Mincha, you forgot Yalav Yalav. What do we say? Says the Paiskim that it can't be worse than the Tefillah that you're davening B'Shas Ma'isa. It can't be worse than my Marav Tefillah. And I got that I'm making up my mincha, and if I would have forgotten Yalav Yalav, the mincha has to go back. But now that I'm davening b'shas marav, it can't be worse than my marav. Memelo, it's the same way by marav, if I miss Yalav Yalav, I don't have to go back. So to the tashlumu, which is said b'shas marav, I also don't have to go back. The lashon of the Chai Adam is, he says, a klal shadavar, lo'ilam azim b'tashlumin l'kulam. He says, the tefillah tashlumin, you always go l'kulam. Then you always give it the din of the tashlumin, of the tefillah that you're making up, or the tefillah that you're saying now. Whichever one's going to come out more of a kula, we'll give that din. What's the var? What's the hezbar adavar l'chayr? The tefillah tashlumin, the chazal rakeveya, is to make up for the tefillah that you missed. But when did they say to make up the tefillah? You missed the zman tefillah. They said, wait till you have another zman tefillah, and then daven again. That tefillah they said to daven again is going to take on all the dinim of the shas that you're doing. The chachilah, if a guy forgets mincha on Erev Shabbos, he's supposed to daven on Shabbos twice. Because the ma'aseh is Shabbos now, so you daven all the tefillahs of Shabbos. Well, what are you doing, tashlumin? What are you making up? You're making up the tefillah from beforehand. So Mamela has both nekudas. You're making up the tefillah from beforehand, but the lashon of the tefillah, the way that you're going to daven is going to be kifi the tefillah that you're davening now. Actually, maybe Moshe Tavra Tarizin, you have to know if it's a din tashlumin b'chal. But Pesach Sheni, declare if it's a din tashlumin. What's an ayah din? If it's a din tashlumin, so then you're making up your Pesach Rishon, but the din is that you can have chometz yimei b'bayim. You let have chometz with you. So you have both things. You're making up your Pesach Rishon, but you still have the Pesach Sheni, the chometz yimei b'bayim. Similar to here. You're making up your first tefillah, but the mindset has the tchunit of the second tefillah. The fidus afshakan zogin that the din of tashlumin is only when it's nikkur that you're doing your tefillah with tashlumin. Chazal will only misakin a tefillah tashlumin when it's nikkur that your tefillah is a tefillah tashlumin. Dahainu. Let's say matzah Shabbos. There is very nikkur. The first one you have you say atah panataru, and the second one you don't say anything. It's nikkur. Even when your tefillah is the same tefillah. From the fact that you're davening a second tefillah, you miss shachas. You daven mincha twice. The second tefillah, that it has to be, since the whole purpose of the tashlumin is to make up the first tefillah, memel it has to be nikkur at some sort of way that you're making up that tefillah. So when you say a second tefillah and a chanami, what happens when you're davening a second tefillah? You must be making up another tefillah. However, in a seer where you miss more than one tefillah, let's say you miss a few tefillahs, the shalat pnei yeshua at the beginning. So he missed 2 weeks worth of tefillahs, he was in jail, he couldn't daven b'chol. When he gets out, he can't daven a chayvus tashlumin. The whole tashlumin is davka, since the whole purpose of tashlumin is to make the tefillah that you missed, where is it nikkur b'chol in the tefillah that your tefillah is the tefillah that you missed? Where do I see anything? When you have two tefillahs, you're making up for shachras and mincha. So I daven one for mincha, and the fact that I'm davening another tefillah, obviously you're making up the tefillah that you just missed. But when you have more than one tefillah to make up, where do we see anywhere in the second tefillah which tefillah you're making, which tefillah you're being mashlim? We don't see anything in your second tefillah that is being hashlamah for the first tefillah. We're just supposed to say, this is for the tefillah from 2 weeks ago on Thursday. This is for the tefillah from... There's nothing that we see anywhere, the tefillah that we could be miyachin, mimisayim, and say that this tefillah that you're davening now goes to a certain tefillah. When you daven two tefillahs, you're making up only one tefillah that you missed. So the one that you're davening now, that's for now. And the second one, we can be misayim to the tefillah that you missed. Once it's more than one, where can we misayim that tefillah to? Where can we tack that tefillah on and say, this is the tefillah that you missed? I don't know. Maybe this is the shachar. Maybe this is the ma'ariv. How do you know which one it's going to? Me'ela chazal wa'al misakin. Since the whole purpose of the tefillah is to be mashlim the tefillah that you missed. Me'ela chazal wa'al misakin. And if and where it's nicker, which tefillah that you're being mashlim, then there is a shachar. Then it's a shachar. No, because you always have to daven the tefillah of now. You always daven the tefillah of now as many times as you're doing the tashlumin. So it's not going to be nigger. You're davening three tefillahs that all look exactly the same. How are you going to say which tefillah goes to which? Let's see this. Maybe you can say pshat in Rabbein Yehuda and Tehsin. Rabbein Yehuda says this. Efshar, you could say that in a Chanami Rabbein Yehuda holds the Yitaka army to your Chayiv. When he says that when you leave out Rosh Chodesh Mincha, you leave out Yalav Yavai by Mincha Rosh Chodesh. He says Shmei Nefesh you already have, and Rosh Chodesh you're not going to be masked later on. Most people understand that you're yet to your Chayiv, you just don't have the Rosh Chodesh. You could say that Kem Zayin in a Chanami Yitaka weren't yet to your Chayiv, but you don't see anywhere in your Tfilas Tashlumin that you have a tashlumin for the tefillah that you missed. You have a Shmei Nesseh already. When he says that you have the Shmei Nesseh, that means you daven the Shmei Nesseh. It's not like the Tzir in the Gemara. The Tzir in the Gemara that we're talking about, we never find anywhere in the Gemara that it mentions a tefillah tashlumin where you messed up in your first tefillah. The whole din of tashlumin is only when you didn't have the first tefillah. You forgot it. Shochach, you didn't daven. Take this another Rishayim, they start coming on and saying, let's say you daven the tefillah, but you weren't making the tefillah, so tefillah, if you didn't daven, then you have to make it up also. Says Rabbein Yehuda, if you did daven, you have a Shmei Nesrei, just you're missing your Yalav Yavai. So the Chazal weren't Mesakin as Tashlumin and Zatir, because we don't see in your second Tfilah that you're being Masam anything. The Shmei Nesrei you already have before him. I weren't Yetzik, but I don't see in the Tashlumin that you have anything more than the Tfilah that you had before him. So I don't see a Tashlumin in the Shmei Nesrei. Really, the same thing with Reuven, again, it's the exact same thing in the case of the Rif. You're right, I messed up, and I put the Tashlumin before the Chayvah. But that to be Mesakin another Tashlumin, I should do a Tashlumin after the Chayvah? They have to wear Mesakin. Because what am I gaining over here? I don't see anywhere that this is a Tashlumin. It's the exact same tefillah that I davened before. So Chazal wore Mesakin in a case where it's not nicker in the Tashlumin, that it's done for a Tashlumin, Chazal wore Mesakin, that it should be a Tashlumin before. You're gaining now the order that the Tashlumin should be afterwards? Yeah, you're correct. But they weren't Mesakin in such a case. They weren't Mesakin in Tashlumin in such a case. If I'm not going to see in the Tashlumin that it's for something that I missed, they weren't Mesakin in Tashlumin. However, if you look at the Rabbeinu Yehuda brings down from the Chachmei Provencia that they say, Kinir understood Rabbeinu Yehuda that Yutaka Aryeh to your Chayvus Tefillah. Now that we just wanted to say now. Yutaka Yuryeh to your Chayvus Tefillah. Because he brings down the Lashon, he brings down the Chachmei Tzarcha, that say your Yuryeh אבל חסר פרובינציה זלוין, מכיוון שבאית התפילה לא יוצא ידי חייב שלא יסבל על יסק הדינו, כמי שלא יסבל על סל דיני ומי. The way that the Achrein Ramazmer, Tma Mefurish, here in Rabbeinu Yehuda, Tma, all the Achrein have gone like this, Chaim, Mishatiyah, Vitzin, and Shmuel, and all the Gedolei Rosh Hashivas go to be Mazmer, Kas, Takas, Madrug, like that, Rabbeinu Yehuda, and other Achrein, that the Hezber and the Machlekes between Rabbeinu Yehuda and the Chachmei Provincia is what pshat when a person davens Shemini Esrei, but he leaves out an Asar. He leaves out Rosh Chodesh, he leaves out Yalav Yomer, he leaves out St. Talamata. What's the din? Do you have a tefillah just you're missing out Asar? Or from the fact that you left out Asar Shemini Esrei, you don't have a tefillah b'klal? Rabbi Yehuda holds, you have a tefillah. You're just missing your Asar. The Meila, if you have the tefillah and all you're missing is the Rosh Chodesh, so in the Hanami, if you would have remembered in time, you would have to daven again. Because you're Masakat, you're supposed to put this Haskarah inside of the Shemini Esrei. You didn't have it. But if you didn't remember in time to daven again another time, to be Mashlamit, what are you going to gain? The Shemini Esrei you have already. You're yaitzei yuchiv Shemini Esrei. You're just missing Haskarah of Rosh Chodesh. And that you're not going to get afterwards. Maybe there's no reason to do it. However, the Chachmei Ventia, they understand that when you didn't say Yalav Yoveh, you don't have a tefillah b'chol. When you didn't say Yalav Yoveh in your tefillah, you're missing your tefillah. So you're a mincha without a Yalav Yoveh on Rosh Chodesh, hey, such can mincha b'chol. And mainly you're missing your tefillah. Tefillah lay yisbal b'chol. And mainly you have to daven again another time. Reb Chaim says, he wants to tanya that even Rav Yehuda is going to be masking first Reb Chaim in the Chedush HaYigrach HaLashah. Says that if a person, even Rabbi Yehuda is going to be masking that if you forgot the Saint Talam Matar, let's say on Erev Shabbos, you forgot the Saint Talam Matar. Once the time that that's Kilo Madbeya of Chazal, and that's more than Yalav Yoveh, and if you didn't say the Saint Talam Matar, Kilo as if you didn't daven Mafal, and even Rabbi Yehuda is going to be masking that even if you're not going to gain anything, you should daven again. Dainu, Shabbos night, you're not going to daven, you're not going to say the Saint Talam Matar. You don't say you have to daven again twice, Kilo as if you didn't daven. However, there's many that are chalok in him. Pashas Mashmoyt and Mishabru and Tzmin Kufches, Lamed Hei, and Shel Tzuvah Sar Tzvi, Tzuvah Zer Frank, Tzuvah Zer Furish, chalok on many others of chalok on Ruchayim. They say that the St. Talamantas also has the same din as Rosh Chodesh. And whatever din Yalav Yoveh is going to have, the same thing as St. Talamantas. It's not considered Madbei of Chazal. According to Ben Yehuda, if you get the St. Talamantas in Hanami, you're not going to have to go back if you're not going to gain the St. Talamantas. It comes out of Fidus. Between Tesis and the Chacham Ravinsky, what's going to be? A guy davens Shemini Esrei, and it's Rosh Chodesh, and he forgets to say Yalav Yoveh. So he davens again, and he this time remembers Yalav Yoveh, but he forgets to say Saint Talam Matar Racha, something that he's also mechayev to go back for. What does this? If we say like Rabbeinu Yehuda, that b'etzem you have a Shemini Esrei, just you're missing the Haskara. So at the end of the day, I have the Shemini Esrei, and I have both Haskaras underneath. There's no reason to daven a third time. But if you understand, like the Chacham Vinsner, that when you have a tefillah without Haskara, you didn't daven the Chal. Kumtais, the first time that you didn't say Yalav Yoveh, you didn't daven. The second time that you didn't say Talam Matar, you didn't daven. You have to daven a third time. But mainly, you'd have to be master and daven a third time with St. Talam Matar and with Yalav Yoveh. However, there's two other nekudas that they want to be told with machlekes, the lechero, kenzan, or taganat al nis machlekes. We'll see them, Bez Hashem, as we get to the halachas, just to speak them out. Let's say if a person has to make up a tefillah. The halacha is, they have to be makdim your tefillah tchoyva to your tefillah tashlumin. Let's say a guy davened his tefillah tchoyva, it's matzah shabbat. And he davened his tefillah tchoyva, he says, this is after the chanan tov. And then he davened his tefillah tashlumin. And then he remembers after the Tzvilas HaShlumen that he messed up in his Chayvot. And he forgot to say the same Talam Matar Racha. Brings down the Prichodosh from the Maharash Gramaizen. Says, if you messed up in your Chayvot, so you have to dab in your Chayvot again. The din is you have to mark from your Chayvot to your HaShlumen. So if you messed up in your Chayvot, your Chayvot is not a Chayvot. So you dab in the HaShlumen without a Chayvot. So you have to dab in your Chayvot again, and dab in your HaShlumen again. Sometimes you have to daven four times. You daven the chayva and your tashlumen. You only remembered after your tashlumen, you messed up your chayva. But now you have to daven your chayva again. The chayva always has to be before the tashlumen. You have to daven your chayva and your tashlumen. This is Zokta. Zokta Prichadosh. No, over here you don't have to. Shani Hacha, Shekvar Hikti Matvila Yikris, Kredi Matvila Tashlumen, El Shatobo. He says you don't have to. You don't have to daven another time. You can daven just your tila chayva, and you don't have to daven your tashlumen again. The name of the Mishpat and the Stipler, they want to be Tvila. And the Chorus telling the Machlekes of Taisa and the Chachmer Vinzio. The Marash Garayz, he understands like the Chachmer Vinzio, that if you didn't daven, you left out something that you're supposed to say, it's Tvila if you didn't daven before. So when you left, when this guy davened his Tvila Chayva, and he realized afterwards in Tashuma that he left out his St. Talam Matar Racha, come that he didn't daven before. If he didn't daven before, he doesn't have a Chayva. All he has is Tashuma. He has to daven now with Chayva again, and Tashuma again. Mashingin the Brichadash understands that you were Yetzir Yechiv. You were Yetzir Yechiv with your Shmoneh Esrei. Tfilas if you daven. You were Makdim your Chayvet Yer Tashlumin. You just messed up. You're missing out Skar. That Skar, you can hop on afterwards. Whoever's Lashon and Mashmoyt the Brichadash, they're both actually afterwards, they're Saiba Saifa and Saiba and the Mishnah, but they want to say they can't have a second house. I think it's the Chayvet Mufurish and the Brichadash. He says, Shani Yachal. That over here is different. That in Echnami generally, Shikvar Shani Hacha Shikvar Hikdim Atfila Ha'ikris Kaidim Atfila Tashlumin Ela Shetobo. That over here is different because Lamaisi you had your Tfila Ikris beforehand. You just made a mistake. What they're trying to say? It's saying Shani Hacha. Bet then we should say what? Also, it depends what the Chdarn in being Makdim Atfila Chayvus and Atfila Tashlumin is. If you understand this, Tzal Tzal V'Shein Tzal Tzal Kaidim, and that's Makiv in a Chanami, very good that you were Makiv Mitzvah Chayvo, but you messed up. And Tzal V'Shein Tzal Tzal Kaidim, if you understand that it's Makiv, the way the Levush says that it's Makiv, and he holds that's the reason why. You weren't. Tzal V'Shein Tzal Tzal Kaidim, it's not a Tzvilim. Not a Tzvilim at all. If you understand also that it's you have to be makim lechayv shaita, then you weren't makim lechayv shaita. But if you understand like the Madani Yontif, the whole part is that we machayev you to daven after your tefillah chayvo, that you shouldn't come to daven at the wrong time. You shouldn't come to daven at a time which is not a time is not for tefillah. So come to this over here, you daven after your tefillah chayvo. We don't have the time for that theory because you did daven after your tefillah chayvo. Granted, you weren't yet your tefillah chayvo, but you're ready in tefillah. Mamela Kenzan, since you're Eimid and Tvila over here, they weren't Gezer, then you have to go back and say your Nakilas, you didn't daven Mechal, you know that you messed up your order and you put your Tashlum in before your Chayvah. Over here, in Echanam, you have to daven again your Chayvah. But since you're Eimid and Tvila, you davened already once, and you daven Tashlum in after you daven once, Kenzan, you wouldn't have to go back again a third time. One other halacha that comes out is that the Be'er Hita brings down in him in Tavchav Beis with regard to Rosh Chodesh, that if a guy forgets Yalav Yomei Shachnas Rosh Chodesh, the halacha is that he has to go back and say Rosh Chodesh again, daven Shachnas again. However, he brings down, the Be'er Hita brings down, that if you remembered only after Musaf, you don't have to go back again. The Shari Tshuva is Chodesh, he brings down from Rashba, the Shari Tshuva also in our Siman, Kuf Ches, also says the same thing, he brings down from Rashba, but that's not true. That if you remember before Mincha, then you daven again, even if you daven Musaf. If you daven only by Mincha, then you have to daven Shachar again. You must get the Machlekes. Says the Mishnah Tiyavit, he wants a Taina, that it's telling this Machlekes of the Tis, the Chach Provincia. That the Be'er Hita brings down that once you, he holds like Rabbeinu Yehuda, she said that he brings down and holds like Rabbeinu Yehuda, that when you daven and you leave out Askara, you have a Tvila, you're just missing the Askara. So Meilan Rish Chedesh, you daven and say Al Yavai, you have the Shakra, you're just missing the Askara, Rish Chedesh. So if you only remember after Musaf, you have Askara, Rish Chedesh. You no longer have to daven, Shal Shakra. You have the Askara, Rish Chedesh. There's no reason anymore to daven Shakra. Mashayin came, the Rajba holds, that when you leave out the Al Yavai, Kilas if you didn't daven Mechlal. Kilas if you didn't daven Mechlal, so what's it going to help to daven Musaf? You don't have a Shakra, Mechlal. But mainly, you can have to daven Mincha twice. The only problem to say this is that Lechur, we saw the Rashba beforehand, says not that way. The Rashba beforehand passes the Gvein Yehuda. That you do have a tefillah. So Lechur, you can't say that over here, that you don't have a tefillah. Now, Lamaya, to say over here, that's the reason why over here, in Echanami, he holds the Gvein Yehuda. You have your tefillah, you're just missing your Askar Rosh Chodesh. Nevertheless, it's not going to help you to daven Musaf and to get your Askar Rosh Chodesh, because you need your Askar Rosh Chodesh in Shachar. But mainly, Hagam that you daven Musaf already. Holds the Rashba holds, even though you have your tefillah and you have your Haskarah, but you need your Haskarah in your tefillah, and the Mele can have to daven Shachar.